You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, if you get any value out of this podcast, we would love it if you would leave us a review or a rating on whatever platform you use, whether it's iTunes or Spotify. We'd love to see that. It does help us sort of get in front of other runners that we can help as well. So if you do get any value, we would really appreciate that. Question today from Mike, and we've got Devlin Eden with us once again. Dev, question on foam rolling. I love this question from Mike. He says, I was just wondering about how much pressure you should apply when rolling your foot with a foot roller, frozen jam jar or similar. I love that. Sometimes I roll and afterwards my foot can be a bit sore. Thanks for any advice.
Yeah, so look, foam rolling, or so let's just even take the foot rolling out for now. Just foam rolling in general is something that can be quite painful, and I often find that people don't do it properly enough because it's so painful and because you're in control of the effort that you're putting in or the load that you're putting on that foam roller. Everyone tends to chicken out slightly. Whereas if you had to go for a deep tissue massage with your physio or massage therapist, they're not chickening out at all. So they are going to push quite hard. However, you also never really want to push through excruciating pain. So my suggestion is when we're talking foot rolling necessarily, and you on your frozen jam jar or frozen water bottle or whatever it might be, the idea would be, look, even light rolling is better than no rolling. So it would be what is manageable to you. You want to just roll that foot, making sure that you're getting the full range or the full tendon covered as well, and making sure that if you can handle it, try and add a little bit more load, try and add a little bit more pressure each time. Particularly when we're talking foot rolling, we're not necessarily looking for it to be the heaviest load or pressure on the foot that you can. Those tendons are also very sensitive and can get quite inflamed even more. So ease into it where you can take a little bit more pressure, take a little bit more pressure, add a bit more pressure to it, but never get to a point where you are in excruciating pain and you just can't go anymore.
Awesome stuff, Dev. As always, great to catch up. Great question. And we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.